Joining us on the phone is U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Senator Baldwin talking about the Made in America Act. And first question I have for you, what is the bigger story, the act or the fact that you've actually been able to get bipartisan support for something out there in Washington?
Well, both are wonderful steps in the right direction. And I've paired up with my Republican co-lead, Mike Braun, senator from Indiana. What do Wisconsin and Indiana have in common? Well, we're both states with a major manufacturing sector, and we lead the nation in terms of the percent of our workforce engaged in making things. And we know that that's one of the things that's known about Wisconsin is we make things here. But one of the concerns that this bill addresses, Made in America Act, is that we have a patchwork quilt of Buy America standards in our federal laws, especially when it comes to infrastructure. And as we are on the brink of passing major infrastructure legislation, we want to make sure that all the components of our construction projects and are made in America when possible. We want to make sure that our taxpayer dollars are supporting good-paying U.S. jobs and supporting those workers and those manufacturers. And so this legislation is really needed to close some major loopholes that are out there.
Again, joining us on the phone, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Senator, when you talk about the Made in America Act, it feels like that has been a push for decades. What is the driver? What is the main impetus behind, igniting that flame again now?
Well, it's been a while since we've had the opportunity to pass such major infrastructure legislation. You know, what President Biden has presented to the Congress and what we're working on as we speak is something that will take care of deferred maintenance and make our infrastructure more resilient. But as I said earlier, while there are some Buy America requirements with regard to federally funded infrastructure, there's many loopholes. And we don't want to see our taxpayer dollars going overseas to companies that don't pay U.S. taxes and don't employ U.S. workers. We want to support our manufacturing base. And so by way of example, in our infrastructure, there's several. One is expanding the number of elements and components to our infrastructure that are subject to Buy America rules. And in addition, there's things that when we're talking, say, surface transportation that go along with that manufactured products that aren't subject to Buy America rules at all. So for example, the lighting, the signage, the traffic lights, those, whenever possible, should be procured from businesses in the U.S., not overseas. So we're trying to fill in the gaps and close these loopholes so that the infrastructure package that we hope to pass later this year will really result in good-paying U.S. jobs to a greater extent than they would without the Made in America Act.
Again, joining us on the phone, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And Senator Baldwin, when you look at the time you have spent in politics and the time that you've spent out in D.C., how hard has it been, or I guess simply, how hard is it for something to be accomplished as simple as saying, buy American products when you're a government office? That should be something very simple, but obviously it's way harder than the average American thinks it is or understands that it could be.
First of all, there's probably not widespread knowledge of how many loopholes there are. And so I've been encouraged to be able to work across the aisle on this topic. I'm a huge champion of Buy America legislation, as you know. And in particular, it becomes, I don't want to say easier, because it's never easy to pass new laws. However, because we are working right now on infrastructure, now is the time to close those gaping loopholes in this arena.
You mentioned early on you have support from manufacturers across the country. You have massive support right here in the state of Wisconsin. What are the biggest challenges with this moving forward yet? What do you have to climb over to get this done?
One of the things that we're doing strategically in order to move it forward is looking not only at the effort to pass this as a standalone bill, but also, if necessary, let's add these provisions to various infrastructure bills that are coming through. For example, Next week, we expect to take up a water infrastructure bill that will deal with safe drinking water and wastewater, stormwater. Think of an iconic Wisconsin business like Nina Foundry. If you travel almost anywhere in the U.S. or the world, you can look down and see a manhole cover and it says Made in Nina or Nina Foundry. And that's as a result of pushing these Buy America rules, because we know that globally there's not a level playing field. And a lot of our competitors are getting an assist, whether it's a Chinese business that's getting state subsidies or businesses in other countries where they don't have the same sort of worker safety protocols and environmental protocols that we have here in the U.S. And so in a level playing field, I have no doubt that Wisconsin workers and Wisconsin businesses are going to win, but we have to level that playing field. And so I have successfully so far added permanent Buy America language to the water infrastructure bill. Let's hope it makes it all the way across the finish line. But that's another way to make these steps forward, is not only to push to pass our Made in America Act as a freestanding bill, but also to attach those provisions to other bills that are coming through.
Senator Tammy Baldwin talking about the Buy America initiative and the reform. Senator Baldwin, we thank you for the time and safe travels today.
Thank you so much.